April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, a good time to talk with the editor of a new book being handed out for free to Native women around the country called What to Do When You're Raped. Comanche member Sharon Essatoya is the director of the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center. I talked to her about how the book offers straight talk to Native girls and women. She starts with a reading from the book.
A is for all you will face as a Native girl. Because as Native girls, you're more than three times as likely as other American girls to be raped. Currently, more than 9 out of 10 Native girls have been forced to have sex when they don't want to, and that is always rape, even if it is on a date. Don't be scared. Tell someone. It is not ever your fault. You did not ask for it, and you are not alone. This book is so that you will be prepared and you will know what to do and who can help when you are raped.
So maybe you could just start by talking about why you decided that this book needed to be developed.
In Native communities, there is very little prosecution of rape predators that occurs. And so we can't wait for the FBI to do what they're supposed to be doing. So we decided to come up with a community response. We came up with the title by the fact that a while back, a young mother was in my office, and she asked me, just point blank, she said, "Sharon, what do I do when my daughter is raped?" And it wasn't what to do if she's raped, but when. And it was just shocking. It stuck with me.
And, you know, the subtitle of the book is an ABC handbook for Native girls, and it's an illustrated book. And so I'm wondering what age group this book is directed to and why it seems to be directed to a much younger group of girls.
Well, we're looking at from, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old on up. And we made it an ABC book because if you get handed a brochure and it's all words, you know, too wordy, you don't finish it. So we wanted a tool that could be easy to read, fast, easy to find what you've read. So it doesn't really matter what age group you are. It's useful at any age, but it is geared toward younger women. And it has a really strong message. You know, the bottom line is that it is not your fault. Do not blame yourself, and you are not alone.
Now, what law was passed in October 2015, and why was it so important to Native women?
I want to say it was around 2013. There was a court decision that made Plan B an OTC, an over-the-counter, which means you do not have to have a prescription. You do not have to see a physician. And any age can purchase it. So,
what exactly is the Plan B?
Plan B is emergency contraceptive, known as the morning after pill. It will not cause someone to abort their pregnancy if they're pregnant. It's a contraceptive. It prevents you from getting pregnant. And so in October 15, 2015, Indian Health Service pharmacies and clinics implemented a policy that follows the federal mandate. You know, that was a huge victory. You know, it took them almost 2 years to develop and implement a policy. So now Indian women can go to the Indian Health Service pharmacies and access it like everyone else in the country.
How is it that you're making sure that this book is getting into the hands of young women?
Well, we're doing workshops, and we've notified coalitions that it's available, Native coalitions, in case they'd like to purchase it. This is woman to woman, woman to girl, girl to girl, and it's meant to be shared in the classroom, in a small group, a talking circle, one-on-one, and around the kitchen table, because so much dialogue occurs around a kitchen table.
And it goes into quite a bit of nuts and bolts as it goes along. It becomes really clear about, you know, you might need to get
money for gas, things like that. Why did you decide to get into that kind of detail about how to go about this?
Because these are things that our young people are faced with. Any woman is faced with when you're living in a rural community and on a reservation especially. So instead of just panicking, here are tasks that you need to do. You know, you tell somebody, get into the emergency room, report it to law enforcement, you know, get some emergency contraceptive. If they don't have it, what do I do then? Okay, I gotta get some money together. I gotta get to town. I don't have a car. I gotta have somebody take me. I need gas money, etc. So, you know, when you're in that state of mind, a lot of times you're just like, I don't have it, and you're not thinking. And so this helps you. It's kind of like a little roadmap.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me about this project.
Well, thank you very much for having us. And I hope everybody gets a copy of this book. They can get a hold of us at our website, nativeshop.org, and it can be downloaded free.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
That was Sharon Essatoya, editor of the new book, What to Do When You're Raped, an ABC Handbook for Native Girls.